paganism had reached a point where it no longer was going to resist Catholicism, but it was going to be the champion of Catholicism. And historians identify, and the pioneers understood the historians correctly, that the mark in time that identifies that this resistance from paganism had been removed was the point in time when the pagan armies began to go to war to place the papacy on the throne of the earth, and that is identified historically as 508. So in verse 11 of chapter 12, it says, and from the time, 508, from 508, from the time period that paganism is so depleted of resistance and willingness to oppose Catholicism, it has been taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate, the papacy, from the time period that paganism has ceased to oppose Catholicism and begins its work of setting up the papacy, from 508 there shall be 1,290 days. And from 508, if you add 1,290 days, you come to the year 1798, and we understand that there are seven times in the Bible that the 1,260-year time period that the papacy was to rule the world is identified. It's identified in verse 7 of Daniel 12. It says, and I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, that it shall be for a time, times, and a half, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Here's the 1,260-year time period, identifying the time period that the papacy ruled the world. And in verse 11, when the time 508 is marked off for us, and the historical significance here in verse 11 that is associated with 508 is what the verse is saying. Here is the time period when paganism goes to work to place the Catholicism on the throne of the earth. So the main subject of the verse is Catholicism getting set upon the throne of the earth, and it happens through the power of formerly pagan countries that are now professing Catholicism. This is the subject of the verse. So the fact that 508, to mark the historical point in time that this work begins, the work that it is to accomplish is to put the papacy on the throne of the earth. So the fact that the 1,290 years brings you to 1798,